Hello, Audio Boom. So I speak to you today on Wednesday, the something of something. It's September, and it's the 16th. And on Friday, we have the opening of the World Cup. The Rugby Union World Cup, hosted by England. And a few matches in Wales too. Now, for a rugby fan, like myself, somebody who's played rugby and loves rugby union rowing, it's a big thing. It's a really exciting proposition to know that in our group we have ourselves, England, Australia, Wales, Fiji and Paraguay. Our opening match is against Fiji. A very big, strong team who can scrummage hard and hit very hard. So it promises to be a very exciting encounter. But the reason I'm coming on here isn't to talk about rugby necessarily, not in any detail, but I'm a bit peeved because if this was the football or soccer World Cup, everyone would know about it. Everyone would be talking about it. But there's absolutely no vibe whatsoever. And that's partly due to the media. I mean, if it was soccer, there'd be interviews, there'd be programmes, there'd be special this, special that. But the TV is still the TV, normal stuff. And the sports headlines, football still has the front spot. Premier League still has the top billing. So instead of talking about our squad or our team to face Fiji on Friday, we're talking about a footballer who's broken a leg. And then on top of that, you've got transfer news and season this and season that. So even now, the brink of a World Cup, of which, by the way, we've won. Not in 1966, but in 93. So much more recently. We're a bloody good team. We're one of the best teams in the world. After people like New Zealand and South Africa. But we got a distinct chance to do well, unlike soccer, when we have no chance to do well. So why is it that there's no talk, there's no vibe, there's no excitement, there's no passion? Why is it that on the virtual back pages, it's still all about football? If this is the Football World Cup, it would be in your face all the time. England! They'll be doing vox pops from places in pubs and bars. So how do you think we'll do? Well, we'll win, won't we? England! And all that nonsense. Yes, rugby is slightly different. Sadly, there's still a class thing about rugby union. But even so, it's a big deal. Rugby is a very, very, you know, it's got a big participation. I recognise that our American, we'll stick with. American cousins play their version of rugby, which is, I won't go into that. Sorry. American football, which is fine. It's all very nice. And they do have a rugby team. So do the Canadians. They're not particularly good, but they play, and that's great. But I'm talking to you, the British person, because, you know, if you live in Wales, you've got a proud rugby heritage. If you live in Ireland, you've got a proud rugby heritage. If you live in Scotland, unlucky. But, you know, what I'm saying is, why aren't we passionate? Why haven't we got rugby all over the media? Why is it still all about football? And I guarantee, even when Friday comes, it sounds like a beginning of a song, we'll still have football because people, the media, is obsessed with football. And it's really sad because this World Cup happens every 4 years. And, you know, we've got a good chance. Unlike football, when we often make up the numbers, football is delusional because people assume because we're England, we won it back in the day, we're in for a chance this year, you know. And they use these trite phrases like flatter to deceive, whatever that means. So we're often there to make up the numbers because we're not a great footballing nation anymore. The Premier League may be strong, but as a nation, as an England team, we're not very good. we're not very good. But as a rugby nation, as an England rugby team, we are very good. Yes, you know, we may not win the World Cup. We've got a very tough group. Hate to use the phrase, you know, the group of hell, but it kind of is with Fiji and Australia and Wales. But wherever you live in the British Isles, you should be excited about this. This is a proper sport, you know. These are proper, strong athletes. They're not prima donnas. They're proper blokes. And they've got education, some of them. And they can put a, they can string a sentence together too. And I'm being you know, unfair maybe. Some footballers probably can speak very well. Maybe. So yeah, anyway, all I want to say is the Rugby World Cup starts on Friday at Twickenham. I've been lucky enough to go to Twickenham on a 20 or so occasions. It's a great place and we should be excited. So if you're a football fan, if you love soccer, just for a bit, turn it off, okay? Just for a bit. Just think about another sport. Think about rugby and think about the England team. And just watch a match. Watch a game of rugby. On Friday, watch England versus Fiji. Still watch football. I'm not saying don't like football anymore, but just for a minute, just think about a bit of rugger, okay? Just enjoy it. And you might sit there and think, this is good. You know, people watch it during the Six Nations in the winter. So anyway, I'm moaning about the Rugby World Cup. People should be more excited. It's happening. Anyone, I urge you to just, you know about it and try to embrace it. So, what can I say? But swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Bye. Warning, your alarm just hit. Pause recording. Button.